各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord always be with you all.
有一天傍晚呢，小弟去参加一个家庭聚会。
There was one evening that I attended a family service.
经过路旁啊，这个晚风徐徐吹来。
And while I was on my way, I felt the evening wind.
带来阵阵的花香。
And it brought to me a fragrance.
就让小弟想起啊，圣经有这样的记载。
And it reminded me of something recorded in the Bible.
我们来看雅歌的第四章十六节。
Refer to Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 16.
雅歌第四章十六节。
Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 16.
雅歌四章十六节。
Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 16.
北风啊，兴起。南风啊，吹来，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。这篇诗人祷告说：北风啊，兴起；南风啊，吹来。
Here it says, "Awake, O north wind, and come, O south."
能够吹进我的园子里面。
And blow upon my garden.
能够把它的香气把它飘出来。
And so that the fragrance may flow out.
我们相信在加拿大，谈到北风，大家都觉得很冷。
Of course, in Canada, if we talk about the north wind, it is very cold.
那南风在犹太地，那是一种燥热的风，是焚风。
And the wind from the south is warmer.
就好像你可以想象，在这个 Irvine 那个 Santa Ana wind 那一种焚风可以带来灾害的风。
And just like the wind which you can experience when you're in Irvine.
那这个诗人他祷告说，希望。这样的寒冷的，或是比较燥热的风，能够吹到他园子里面来。
And so here, the poet or the author hopes that the north wind, which is more cooler, or the south, which is warmer, may blow to him.
我们做基督徒都希望大家平平安安没事是最好的。
And so as Christians, we hope that our lives are peaceful and that we are safe.
我们觉得这样就很有福气了。
And we feel that this is very blessed.
那怎么会有人祷告说希望这个冷风热风吹到我的生命里面来呢？
So why would someone pray for the cool wind or the warmer wind to blow into their lives?
原来啊，风才能够真正把我们内在的基督徒芬芳飘散出来。
Because only the wind brings out the fragrance in a Christian life.
所以今天下午我们来谈三个人物。
So today we're going to talk about three people.
用风带来香气来谈三个人物。
Using the wind bringing out the fragrance to talk about three people.
我们来看约伯在患难中守道的香气。
We should talk about the fragrance that Job had in his affliction.
你再看这里我们来看保罗在刺痛中之后。那种喜乐的香气。
And the fragrance of Paul having joy and pain.
我们来看一看亚伯拉罕凭着信心献上的香气。
And the fragrance of Abraham being justified after offering.
我们就一点一点来查考。
And we will look at this each point.
我们从约伯的故事发现到福气是两面的。
And when we look at the story of Job, we can see that blessings is two-sided.
就是家道丰盛是一种福气。
And that God blessed the work in Job's hand.
就是你有很多拥有是一种福气。
And so if you have a lot of possessions, it is a blessing.
那其实患难所带来的是更大的福气。
And tribulation and affliction brings greater blessing.
我们来看约伯记的第一章。
Let's refer to Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Book of Job chapter 1.
第一章提到第一节谈到约伯是一个完全正直的人。
And so in the book of Job chapter 1 it says that Job was upright and blameless.
第二节谈到他有十个孩子。
And verse 2 says that he had 10 children.
第三节谈到他财产很多。
And in verse 3 it talks about that he has a lot of possessions.
第八节神拿约伯来夸口。
And in verse 4 God verse 8 God was proud of Job.
他说你用心查看我的仆人约伯没有。
He said, have you considered my servant Job?
地上没有一个人像他一样完全正直远离恶事。
There is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.
第十节借着撒旦的口谈到约伯这一切的确是神的祝福。
And verse 10, through the mouth of Satan, it says that all these is because of God's blessing.
请你读第十节。
Verse 10.Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
所以你围上他的篱笆，然后增加他的财产。
And here you made a hedge around him and also increased all his possessions. This is your blessing.
今天我们弟兄姐妹来到加拿大，大家生活无虑，家道平安，这的确是神的祝福。
So today, brothers and sisters, when you come to Canada, you have peace and you are blessed.
有一个同龄从东方来到这个西方的世界。
And there is a brethren who came from the east to the western world.
因为他们是十几岁的小朋友，很天真。
And that time they were just a little more over than 10 years old. They were very naive.
哇，叔叔，你们这里的什么东西都好大，而且空气好好，我们那里。 空气很不好。
He said that everything here seems so large and that the air here is very good.
很羡慕你们住在这样的一个地方。
So I admire that you live in such a place.
所以我们能够来到这个地方过更好的一种生活也是神的祝福。
So to live here and to live a more better life is the blessing of God.
42章呢，谈到耶伯有加倍的祝福。
But in chapter 42 it says that Job had double blessings.
我们来看42章的第10节。
到十七节。Refer to chapter 42, verse 7. 42章的第10节到17节。Sorry, verse 10 to verse 17. And here it says that Job's turned from his misfortune.
第十节说神赐给他的比从前所有的加倍。And
that the Lord restored Job's possessions in verse 10.
那十二节就谈到他的财产有多少。
And in verse 12, it tells us about his possessions.
这样神后来赐给约伯的比以前更多。
And that what God had given Job in the latter days was more than before.
本来只有7,000羊啊, 现在14,000羊。
Initially, he had only 7,000, but now he had 14,000 sheep.
13节以后啊, 谈到, 他本来失去10个儿女, 神又加给他10个儿女。
And in verse 13, it tells us that he had lost 10 children, but God gave him back 10 children.
15节谈到他的女儿啊, 在地上没有像他的女儿这么漂亮的。
And in verse 15, it says that no one was as beautiful as his daughters.
16节谈到他的 长寿，17节谈到他的健康。
And verse 16 talks about his longevity, and verse 17 talks about his health.
弟兄姐妹，我们要仔细看呢。其实从第一章到42章这个加倍的祝福呢，其实这个章中啊，就是记载耶伯的一个苦难的过程。
And so from verse chapter 1 to chapter 42, although Job gained double blessings, it talks about his affliction.
我们人都不喜欢患难。
People, as people, we do not like affliction.
但是如果这个患难不是因为我们的罪啊, 常常这个患难背后隐藏的是加倍的祝福。
Because if it was not of our sins, behind our afflictions, usually we have double blessings.
所以耶伯记载谈到, 其实他所经历这个患难好像一阵风一样的。
So Job said that he encountered the affliction like the wind.
所以第一章就谈到说这个旷野起的狂风啊, 就这个吹了, 把他们孩子的房子，把他的房子打掉了。And
so in chapter 1 it said that the strong and tempest wind blew their house of their children.
耶伯记的9章17节，耶伯说神用暴风折断我。And
that in chapter 9 verse 17, Job says that the Lord used a tempest wind to cut me off.
耶伯记的13章25节啊，耶伯说你要惊动我像那个 被风惊动的叶子一样吗？那个叶子在风中这样子抖抖，你要吓我像那个风吓叶子一样吗？
And just like in chapter 13, verse 25, Job says, "Will you frighten me just like you frighten a leaf?"
所以在这个他的感觉当中啊，生命这个苦难真的像一阵狂风暴雨。
And so the afflictions in Job's life was just like a great wind and also a strong wind.
所以他说神驱逐我的尊荣如风，我的福禄如云过去。
And so Job said that God has blown away my riches and my wealth and also my honor.
那这一个风一样的患难的体验呢，耶伯也体会到一句话，就是神为风定重量。
And that through this experience, Job felt that through the wind there was a weight.
这句话有两层意思，神为风定重量 ，God measure the wind.
And here there is two meanings to God measuring the wind.
原来风本来是有重量的。
Because initially there is a weight or to the wind.
在风当中啊，氮气、氧气、二氧化碳，比如说二氧化碳比较重，氢气比较轻啊，神是为风定过重量的。
And just like the mass of the nitrogen and oxygen in the atmosphere, they have different mass.
但是这句话另外一个意思就是说，我们人生的暴风患难。 原来是神量过的。
And so it also tells us that the tempest winds in our lives has been measured by God.
叫做量身定做，我们所遭遇的无非是我们担当得起的。
And what we encounter may not be what we can bear.
那这个在暴风当中，耶伯怎么样得到加倍的福气呢？
And so through all these strong winds, how was Job able to gain double blessing?
我们看到他立志不用口来犯罪来抱怨神。
We can see that he did not use his mouth to sin and complain against God.
我们看到立志他继续持守他的纯正。
We can see that he continued to keep himself upright.
我们看到他在困难当中还为朋友来祷告。
And we can see that in difficulty, he continued to pray for his friends.
其实那个加倍的福气虽然是福，其实神给他是一种更多的属灵的福气。
And he received even more spiritual blessings.
这个属灵的福气是什么呢？
What are these spiritual blessings?
他说，我本来风闻有神，现在亲眼看到神。
He said, initially I only heard about God, but now I have seen God.
经过暴风雨，原来神是这么真实啊。
And that through all these strong winds, he knew that God was so real.
昨天晚上我们传道跟我们讲说呢，没有进到患难啊，这个道理啊，常常这个耳朵来，这个耳朵出去，你听不进去的。
And just like the preacher mentioned last night, that if we do not experience the storm, then we will just hear the words and come out from the other ear.
在苦难当中啊，每一句话，神的话都是这么样的宝贵。
And through in affliction, each word of God is very important.
其实，在暴风当中，耶伯最大的福气是在旋风当中经历到神跟他说话。
And so through all these tempest winds, Job experienced God speaking to him.
这句话什么意思？
What does that
在你困难当中，你真正可以了解神的心意，他说话的声音。
And in difficulties, you can truly experience God's heart when he speaks to you.
所以他说，经过这段暴风之后，他被火炼成为金晶了。
And so through these strong winds, he said that he has just been purified by fire into pure gold.
那整个生命的故事，我们看到这个患难像风吹动他的心田，把他里面那一种神的情操把它吹出来，让我们闻起来，哇！耶伯实在是一个非常能够忍耐的，让我们效法的人。
And through these afflictions, it was able to bring out the fragrance in Job and shows us that he was so perseverant in God.
这个香气从耶伯记一直吹到新约，他们都还闻到这股香味。
And this fragrance continued to linger on until the New Testament.
我们来看雅各书的第五章十一节。
Let's refer to James chapter 5, verse 11.
雅各书的第五章十一节。
James chapter 5 verse 11。
雅各书五章十一节。
James chapter 5 verse 11。
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过耶伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。原来耶伯的故事告诉我们，原来我们的神他真的是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
And so the story of Job tells us that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
所以那些能够忍耐的真的是很有福气的。
And so those who are able to endure will be blessed.
所以你也听过耶伯的忍耐啊。
So you have heard about the perseverance of Job.
所以真的他变成一个让我们觉得哇，如果我的生命跟耶伯一样，不晓得有多好。
And so it causes us to admire our life that we want to be like Job.
真的在我们基督徒当中，弟兄姐妹当中我们有时候看到一些人在患难当中能够发出那种守道的香气。
And so we can see amongst the brothers and sisters, sometimes they can really emit the fragrance.
能够有一种赞美的声音，然后在患难当中。
And that they have the voices of praise during affliction.
十几年前大概是几年前小弟收到一通电话。
A few years ago, I received a phone call.
就是夏威夷打电话，在一个 NYTS 他们说这个有一个弟兄过世了。
And during one of the NYTS, they said that one of the brother passed away.
In Hawaii,
In Hawaii.
那个弟兄跟我年纪一样大，那小我一点点呢。
And that brother, his age was similar to mine.
那时候他大概四十出头岁。
He was a bit younger, and he was just a little over 40.
那他那个时候正要结婚。
At that time, he was about to be married.
你想想看，快要四十岁，然后要结婚，是何等喜乐的一件事情。
And you can imagine that reaching the age of 40 and almost being married, that is such a joyful thing.
但是医生突然诊断他身体有毛病。
But then later on, the doctor found out that he was ill.
他跟他未婚妻讲说：“我进去。”医生说：“这个很小的手术，马上就可以出来。
”And so he told his fiancee that he would go for a surgery, and it's just a minor one.
想不到一进去就出不来了。
But he did not know that after he got in, he could not come out.
哇，这个 真的是本来要办喜事的，变办丧事啊。
So initially it was a joyful event, but it became something very sorrowful.
那你要怎么样去勉励啊这个啊这位弟兄的爸爸呢
？So how would you encourage the father of this brother？
那时候小弟有负担夏威夷啊。
And that time I was in charge of the church in Hawaii.
所以还是要硬着头皮来打这个电话。
So I still had to make the phone call.
但实在是不晓得怎么安慰他爸爸。
But I did not know how to comfort his father.
啊，结果电话一打通，那个老执事啊，他讲一句话。
But after I got hold of him, this old deacon, 他的爸爸是一个老执事。This old deacon told me,
他说哦，赏赐的是神呐，收起的也是神呐，神的名是应当称颂的。
And God is the one who gives, and He's the one who takes away, and His name shall be praised.
我在电话的另外一头，嘴巴张得大大的，不晓得要讲什么。
And so I just did not know what I could say.
啊，真的，你看到他在患难当中那种里面那种神的味道哦，就是飘出来了。
And so we can see that in affliction, the fragrance of God has come out from him.
像耶伯一样，神的名是应当称颂的。他给我们这么多，他拿走一点点，拿走不也是应该称颂的吗？
And so just like Job, since God has given this to him and God has taken it away, will he not praise God?
所以我们看到耶伯那种坚忍纯正的守道的相信。
So we can see this pure faith of Job and his perseverance and his fragrance.
我们再谈一谈保罗的这种刺痛中喜乐的香气。
And also, we can talk about the fragrance of having joy and pain for Paul.
对不起啊。这个我们从保罗的故事也认识到福气是两面的。
And through the story of Paul, we can see that blessings are double-sided.
啊，拣选本身是一种福气。
And to be chosen.Is a blessing.
其实身上有刺也是一种恩惠。
Thorns are also a form of blessing.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章第九节。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
请你读。
Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
第十节
Verse 10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
保罗说我今日成了何等的人。
So here Paul says, that,
第十节，我今日成了何等的人。
That I am what I am today.
都是神的恩典才给这样子的。
And that is by the grace of God.
我本来是罪人中的罪人。
Initially, I was the least of the sinners.
因为神的恩典，我可以成为使徒。
But because of the grace of God, I was able to be an apostle.
所以被拣选本身啊，真的是一个很大的恩惠。
So to be chosen by God is a great blessing.
诸位，我们有没有想过，人世间有六个 billion 的人口哦？
So have we thought about this before, that in this, on this earth there are 6 billion people?
多少人被神拣选?
How many people are chosen by God?
我们温哥华到底有多少人口?
How many people do we have in Vancouver?
我们温哥华就这么多人被拣选。
And in Vancouver, so many of us are chosen.
如果你被拣选到这个哈佛大学，你一定觉得非常荣耀的一件事情。
If you have been chosen to study in Harvard University, you will feel that it's so glorious.
但是我们今天被拣选称为神的儿子，岂不是更荣耀吗?
But today we are chosen to be children of God, isn't that even more glorious?
所以保罗祷告希望我们的眼睛可以被打开。
So Paul prays that our eyes may be opened.
我们的恩召有何等的盼望。
So that we have hope towards our calling.
我们的圣灵有何等的能力。
And so that we have strength in our life.
我们的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And so that we may be abundant.
拣选本身是一个非常大的福气。
So being chosen is a very great blessing.
但是保罗还有另外一个观念呢。
But Paul also has another concept.
就是身上有刺啊，其实也是神的一种恩惠。
And that having a thorn in his body is also a blessing.
我们看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章七到九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to verse 9.
十二章七到九节。
Chapter 12, verse 7 to verse 9.
又恐怕因我所得的启示甚大，就过于至高，所以一根刺加在我的肉体，就是撒旦的差役，攻击我，免得我过于至高。这边保罗提到他身上有一根刺。
So here Paul says that there was a thorn in his flesh.
那这个目的就是不要他过于自高。
And so that he would not be exalted above measure.
这也是撒旦的差役啊。
And that was also given by Satan.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，如果有人有病痛啦，有灾难啦，其实这个可能是撒旦的一个工作。
So brothers and sisters, if you are ill today, this may be a work of Satan.
但是是神允许他的。
But that is allowed by God.
那为什么呢？因为免得他过于自高。
It is so that Paul would not be exalted above himself.
诸位，我们想一想。
So we can think about this.
在你一生当中看过多少有能力的工人？
During your lifetime, how many workers have you seen who are powerful?
你看过多少有能力的工人跌倒？
And how many of these workers have you seen fallen?
为什么他们会跌倒呢？
Why did they fall?
有一个可能的原因。
There is a reason.
Possible reason.
A possible reason.
可能他们身上没有刺。
Perhaps they did not have a thorn in their flesh.
真的，当一个人啊，一按手就有人得胜，你一讲道大家掉眼泪，这个人啊，真的是很有能力的工人。如果没有一根刺啊，很容易就以为自己是谁啊。
Because they are able to give a sermon and allow people to shed tears, but they do not know how powerful they are or who they are.
我们来看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。第九节。
Verse 9.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上是显得完全的，所以我更喜欢夸口自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力护庇我。第十节。
Verse 10.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。这个多少人可以像保罗这样的一个心情呢？
So how many people are able to be like Paul?
我以这个软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
And that they are able to take pleasure in their infirmities and reproaches and needs and persecution and distress.
我请问在座，我们难道有车祸的时候，有谁喜乐了起来呢？
So may I ask, when we are facing an accident,How are we able to be like this?
我们当中有癌症的，谁喜乐了起来呢？
So whoever has a sickness, are they able to be joyful?
我们当中有失业的，谁喜乐了起来呢？
And those who lose their jobs, who can be joyful?
但是保罗说，他以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫，这个为可喜乐的。
But Paul says he takes pleasure in his infirmities, reproaches, and needs, and persecutions, and distresses.
到底他为什么可以达到这样的一个境界呢？
So why is he able to be this way?
我在想，我们基督徒如果有一天可以达到这样一个思想的突破，能够悟到这样一个道理，行得出来，我相信啊，这是一个灵性上很大的进步。
Because as Christians, if we are able to make this breakthrough and have this concept in us, then we are very successful.
因为他说他什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Because he says here that whenever he is weak, that is when he is strong.
这句话怎么讲？
So what does this mean?
你知道保罗在这个刺痛当中啊，如果你仔细看第九节，那是个红字，就是神啊亲口跟他讲话。
And so in verse 9, we see in the red words that God is speaking to him.
就是在痛苦当中呢，神跟他讲，我的恩典是够你用的啦。
And in his suffering, God told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在你的软弱上总是显得刚强的。
My strength is made perfect in your weakness.
哦，原来如果这根刺不晓得是什么东西哦。
So what does this mean?
这根刺到底是什么东西呢？
And what is this thorn?
有人谈啊，加拉太书啊，谈到说呢，保罗跟加拉太人讲啊，我当时啊软弱的时候呢，你们把眼睛挖出来给我，你们都是愿意的啦。
And just like in Galatians, Paul asked the people to even give them him their eyes.
People says that if we are even willing to give you our eyes, right?
Okay, the people said that they're willing to give Paul their eyes.
然后呢，加拉太书最后面呢，他谈到说，你看我签的字是何等的大。
And so in the end of Galatians, it said, look at how big or large my words are.
所以有人在猜呀，这根刺可能跟他的眼睛有关系。
And so some people may say that this is related to his eyesight.
我没有答案了哦。
But we do not have an answer.
但是如果这根刺真的是他的眼睛。
But if indeed the thorn relates to his eyes.
你看。虽然眼睛不好，感谢主啊，他的脑袋瓜还很好啊。
But although he did not have good eyes, but his mind was still right.
所以可以发明很多神的奥秘啊。
And that is why he was able to discover so many mysteries of God.
所以眼睛不好，他的脚还很好啊。
And if he did not have good eyes, he could still have good legs.
所以他可以走遍大江南北为神来宣道啊。
And so he could walk all over the land to preach the gospel for the Lord.
眼睛不好，但是手还是很好啊。如果是眼睛的话。
If it was his eyesight, then his hands are still good.
你看他可以写多少的书信呢？
So we can see all the epistles that he has written.
假设他没有这根刺，
if he did not have this thorn,
不晓得神会不会给他那么好的头脑，
then we do not know if God will give him such.
不晓得神会不会给他让他走遍大江南北，
if God will allow him to walk through all the land.
我们不知道，
we do not know.
但是我们知道一件事情，
but we know one thing.
主说我的恩典是够你用的，
God says my grace is sufficient.
你这里很软弱，
if you are weak,
我在其他的地方加添你，让我的软弱变得更让我的刚强在你软弱上显得更完全。
I will strengthen other areas so that my strength will be more obvious in you.
所以神哦，常常让我们遭遇一个，但是呢，补给我们很多个啦，补给我们很多其他的地方。
And God often allows us face certain things and not give us abundance in other areas.
这样就喜乐的起来了。
And in this way, we are able to be joyful.
我们说这个真的是难的。 很难啊。
And this is very difficult.
但是我觉得这个是我们信仰一个极大的突破，在怎么样在试痛当中有喜乐。
But this is a breakthrough in our faith, how to be joyful in our affliction.
这个不是一下子就会的。
And this is not something that we can learn.
保罗说是他学会的。
Paul said he learned this.
到底学多久呢？
How long did he have to learn this?
到底我需要学多久呢？
How long do we have to learn this?
如果我真的学会了，
If I truly learn this,
也许我白头发不会这么多了哦。
Then I do not need to have so much white hair.
我想我们都还在学的。
So I think we are still learning.
啊，他怎么学的呢？
So how did he learn?
我们来看希伯来书啊，腓立比书第四章。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 4.
希伯啊，腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第四章第十节
Chapter 4, verse 10.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。我向来，你们向来就思念我，只是没有得到机会。十一节
Verse 11.
我不是因为缺乏说这话，我论在什么情况下都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。十二节
Verse 12.
我知道怎么样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。十三节
Verse 13.
我靠着那加添给我力量的，凡事都能做。哇，这是何等美好的事情。
So these are so wonderful things.
他学会了。
And he learned this.
他在什么情况下都可以的。
And now he can live in whatever circumstances.
你派我到非洲，派我到加拿大，通通可以。
He can go to Africa or Canada.
我住大房子，住草房子，通通可以。
I can live in the big houses or just on the grass.
如果是他，他一样的喜乐了起来。
But just like Paul, he can be joyful.
不是小小的喜乐啊。
This is just not a small joy.
他是大大的喜乐。
But he was greatly rejoicing.
因为他学会了。
Because he learned this.
靠主加添给他力量，他什么都可以做。
Relied on the Lord so that God could give him strength to do all things.
弟兄姐妹，这个我们到底什么时候才学得会呢？
So, brothers and sisters, how are we able to learn all this?
真的，当有人看到玫瑰的时候呢？有人看到玫瑰的时候。
When they see the rose.
很多人看到只是看到刺啊。
Many people just see the thorns.
为什么这么多刺在我生命里面呢？
Why are there so many thorns in my life?
但是保罗可以一直看，看到最上面啊，原来因为有这么多刺啊，所以有这么漂亮的花朵。
And if you look up, because there are so many thorns, that is why you have such a
beautiful flower. 看到花朵，他就有微笑了。
When he sees the flower, he smiles.
他就有喜乐了。
And then he is able to rejoice.
所以我们生命不要看到刺，我们要看到花朵。
So in our life, we should not see the thorns, but see the flower.
真的这样子，我们就什么。主说或这样或那样，我都没有关系了啦。
And so, no matter in what circumstances, it is all right.
我觉得我们很多弟兄姐妹哦，他们的生命令小弟羡慕。
And so, there are a lot of brothers and sisters whom I really admire their lives.
虽然他们经过死荫的幽谷啊。
Although they pass through the valley of death.
但是你看到啊。他们生命当中啊，有那种美丽的芳香啊，那种喜乐的，真的是从心里发出来的安慰跟喜乐跟满足。
You can see that in their life they have this fragrance that they're content and they're so joyful.
因为伯恩教会啊，这个像我们这里一样啊，在那里啊，在教会门口都有很多的录音带啊。
And in Baldwin Park Church, just like over here, there are a lot of sermon tapes by the door.
哎，有一天我看到一个录音带，上面写的题目是《一生牧养我的神》。
And there was one time I saw a sermon tape with the title, Lord, who is my shepherd of my whole life.
那是一位长老的正道词啊。
And that is a sermon from an elder.
啊，这个带子我大概听了十几二十次，我百听不厌。
I have heard more than 10 to 20 times this sermon tape, and I'm still not bored of it.
为什么我这么爱这个正道词呢？
Why do I like this sermon?
我感到这个长老真是一个非常喜乐的长老啊。
Because I feel that this elder he is very joyful.
啊，你看他的正道啊，那个过程当中描述他的灾难当中呢。你看到他真的不是假装的，是心里的那种坦荡荡的那种坦然的心胸襟啊。
And we can see when he was talking about his sermon and how he passed through all his tribulations, he indeed had true joy.
他说有一次他跟另外一个长老到山地去开讲习会。
Said that one time he went with another elder to the native churches for a seminar.
啊，那时候没有手机啊，所以那个整个山地只有一只电话。
At that time, there were no cell phones, so there was just a phone.
啊，没事，就广告说，哎，高某某电话。
高某某，
他的姓。
Oh, and someone just called him.
Mr. So and so.
Mr. So and so, this is your phone call.
啊，他就跑去接电话。
And so he ran to pick up the phone.
啊，又跑回去啊。
And then he ran back.
啊，再过几个小时又说高某某电话。
And Mr. So and so, is your phone call again?
啊，又跑过去啊。
After a while, and he ran over.
另外一个长老，他就觉得很奇怪，这个你怎么今天电话这么多呢？跑来跑去的。
So this other elder was wondering, how come you have so many phone calls today that you have to run around?
那个姓高的哈长老说，哎呀，你好好教课了，不用担心哦，没有事了，因为他不想让他担心了哦。
So the other elder just told him that it is all right, you can just pay attention to teaching your classes, and he did not want him to worry.
但是那个电话实在是太频繁了。
But this phone call was too often.
所以另外长老就说，如果你告诉我下一堂课我不讲啊。
And so the elder told him, if you do not tell me why you have so many phone calls, I will not teach the next lesson.
因为这个讲习会是高长老办的。
And because that seminar was by Elder Gao.
那所以那个长这个就跟高长老就跟那个长老讲说，好了，我跟你讲，那我讲完之后你要禁止学定哦，等一下要继续教课哦。
And so the elder Gao told the other elder that, all right, I will tell you, but later on you have to continue teaching.
然后实在哦，我帮人帮我一个亲戚做保啦。
So he said, I am the actually a mediator for
cosigner.
And a cosigner for my relative.
啊，我的亲戚生意做失败了啦。
And my relative has failed in his business.
那个银行要把我的房子拍卖掉了。
And that the bank will want to take away my house.
他一辈子的积蓄就是那个房子。And
so his whole inheritance is his house.
结果那个另外一个长老一上课就跟那个三弟的同龄讲说， 我们今天上课上到这里为止，大家可以打包回家去了。And
so the other elder just told the brother, the brothers in the native churches, our class ends here today. You can go home.
因为那个长老觉得这件事情对那个另外一个长老是一个很大的影响哦。And
because this other elder thought that this would greatly influence the other.
好了，没有学生了啊，这个长老只好回家了。And
so now all the students were gone, and the elders were returning.
回家一开门，看到啊，太太坐在楼梯那边哭啊。
And when he opened the door, he saw his wife crying, sitting on the stairs.
家里呢，都被贴封条啊，银行的封条啊。
And that the bank has already taken possession of his house.
啊，他说本来要带太太啊上楼祷告，结果床也没有了，没有地方可以跪了。
He wanted to bring his wife upstairs to pray in his room, but he also lost his bed.
他跟太太讲说，不要哭了。
So the elder said, "Do not cry."
哎，我们台湾哦，有很多教会可以让人家看教会呢哦，我们有地方住的了，我们去看教会就可以了。
And there are a lot of churches in Taiwan that needs people to look after, so we can just look after one of the churches.
啊，整个内容我听的实在是，你看他讲道理，跟他在描述他那种在患难当中的心情，你就注意到说他那个在刺中啊，他真的可以笑得出来，是由衷的，你可以看到那位真诚里面的喜乐。
And although he was facing so many tribulations, but through his sermons, we can truly feel that he is joyful in his afflictions.
啊，真的是靠主有一种喜乐的香气。
And that when you rely on the Lord, you have a fragrance.
我们再来看看亚伯兰的故事。
Let's look at the story of Abraham.
我们看到亚伯兰的故事呢，福气也是两面的。
So regarding the story of Abraham, his blessings were also double-sided.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们不要以为啊，人世间呐。 一般人觉得是福气才是真的福气，不一定是这样。在主里，福气是两面的。So
we have to realize that blessings are not just blessings; they have two sides to them.
从亚伯兰故事，我们知道得到孩子是一种福气。So
through the story of Abraham, we know that having children is a blessing.
献上孩子是更大的福气。And
offering a son is even more blessing.
我们看创世纪的21章。Let's
refer to Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪21章第二节。Genesis
chapter 21, verse 2.
创世纪21章第二节
Genesis chapter 21 verse 2
请你读21章第二节
Verse 2 For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him
哇这个时候亚伯兰100岁啊
And here Abraham was 100 years old
这个叫老来子
He had a child at his old age
那个太太已经停经是不可能的事情神让它变为可能
And although his wife, it was impossible for her to conceive, but God allowed it to be possible.
你看我们年轻的弟兄姐妹得到孩子多么喜乐，他那么老了，得到孩子一定很喜乐的。
Just like our young brothers and sisters, when you have a child, you are so joyful. Likewise, for Abraham when he was old.
其实孩子是神所赐的产业啊。
And the children are an inheritance from God.
是一种福气啊。
And that is a blessing.
今天很多年轻人不想有孩子。
And some of the young people today, they do not like to have
children. 如果是为主耶稣哦，不要有孩子，或是不得已不能有孩子啊，那应该是可。 有可以商量的余地的啊。
If they do not have children for the Lord or some legitimate purposes, then that can be discussed.
但是如果没有其他原因哦，不要孩子哦，我们也觉得有点奇怪。
But if for whatever other reasons, if you do not want children, then that is quite strange.
因为那是神给人的福气啊。
Because that is a blessing given by God.
因为那是神给人的产业啊。
And that is an inheritance given by God.
我跟学员讲说，神如果要送你一栋房子，你要不要？
So if I say today, God will give you a house today, would you want that?
阿门， 我要。
Of course, he will say, "Amen." I want that house.
那这是一个产业啊。
Because that is an inheritance.
那神给你个孩子，你不要，奇怪嘞。
So if God gives you children and you do not want that, that's quite strange.
哦，当然啊，所以我们要知道得子是一个福气。
And so we have to know that to begot a son is a blessing. 但是为了某种特殊的原因，也可以得属灵的孩子，也是一种福气了。 For other reasons, it is also good that you have spiritual children.
但是我们看到献上孩子是更大的福气。
But you know that offering your children is a greater blessing.
我们看22章。
Refer to chapter 20.
这是他献上孩子之后神对他所说的话。
These were the words which God spoke to him after he offered his son.
我们来读16节到18节。
Read verse 16 to verse 18.
16节到18节。
Verse 16 to verse 18.
22章16节到18节。
Chapter 22, verse 16 to verse 18.
神说你自行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说第17节。
Verse 17.
论福。 我必赐大福给你，论子孙，我必叫你子孙多起来，如同天上的星海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的门。18节。并且地上万国都必因你的后裔，这个后裔是单数，耶稣基督，得福，因你听从了我的话。这边神说，因为你懂得把你的儿子献上给我。
Here God said, because you offered your son to me,
所以论福啊，我必赐给你大福啊。
So I will bless you with great blessing.
哦，你的子孙呢，要多起来很多很多的。
And your descendants will be many.
并且要很强壮，得到仇敌的城门。
That they will be strong and possess the gate of
their enemies. 并且全世界的人要因为你的子孙耶稣基督得到很大的福气。
And all nations will be blessed because of your descendant, the Lord Jesus.
那亚伯兰到底怎么得到这么大的福气呢？
So how was Abraham able to receive such great blessings?
22章开始啊， 神说要试验亚伯拉罕， 叫他献他的儿子， 就是独生的儿子。
In the beginning of chapter 22, God tested Abraham to ask him to offer his only son.
诶，我们这样读很快呢， 哦。
And read this, this is quite fast.
你想想看我们自己哦。
We try to ponder about ourselves.
如果今天晚上神突然跟你显现哦，
If tonight God reveals himself to you,
我要你的儿子。
I want your son tonight.
你把他带到这个
Bring him to the lake and offer him.
你心里会怎么想呢？
So how, what were you thinking in your heart?
真的神最具命令啊， 好像一阵狂风啊， 吹动他的心田啊。
And so the words of God was just like a strong wind blowing into his heart.
但是因为这阵这寒冷的风啊， 把他吹动他的心田， 把他心里面那个信的香气啊， 把他吹出来了。
But because of this cold wind which blew into him, it was able to bring out the fragrance within him.
如果神不用这个寒风吹动他的心田， 我们今天问不到， 哇， 原来亚伯兰的信心竟然大到可以把自己的儿子献上。
If God did not use the cold wind to blow into him, then we would not know how great was Abraham's faith.
这条路不是简单的路啊。
And this was not an easy journey.
我常想， 如果神说把你自己献上， 可能更容易一点呢。
And I've always thought that if we ask him to offer up himself, it would be easier.
但是献上他所爱的儿子， 如果我们在做爸爸的， 做妈妈， 你知道， 我们总是， 孩子是我们心里的一个宝贝， 我怎么舍得呢？ 我自己来死， 说不定还容易一点呢。
And being parents, we understand how precious our children are, and it is easier for us to sacrifice ourselves.
你看到他信心， 他的这条信心的路。
So we can see the journey of his faith.
他告诉仆人说， 你在这里等一等， 但是手里却拿着刀。
He told his servant to wait there, but yet he had a knife in his hand.
他儿子问他说， 爸爸， 这个献祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
And his son asked, Father, where is the lamb for offering?
他说儿啊， 神必预备。
And he said, Child, the Lord will provide.
却把他的儿子绑起来， 拿刀要杀他的儿子， 这只羊羔。
And he bound his child, and he was about to kill him with his knife.
身上解释为什么亚伯兰这么有 有办法把刀拿起来，真的要砍下去呢？
And why was Abraham able to stretch out his hand, take his knife, and almost kill his son?
他没有看到那个完结篇啊， 天上有声位下来，他不知道的。
He did not know that there would be a voice from heaven later on.
但是他心中有一个很强烈的意念。
But he has a strong concept in his
当我把我长子赶走的时候， 以斯玛利赶走的时候，
When I cast out my child Ishmael,
神说， 只有透过这个孩子啊， 以后生的孩子才是子孙啊。
Yeah, only through this son that he could, his descendants will come from.
所以他深信啊， 即使把他杀死了， 他还是可以复活。
And that is why he believed that if even if he killed his son, that he will resurrect.
所以他真的要杀下去了。
So that is why he was about to kill him.
天上的声音果然下来了。
And there was a voice from heaven.
我知道你的心啊。
I know your heart.
所以真的是很美哦， 没有， 如果没有信心的行动， 哪里来那种， 你哪里来那种信心的香气呢？ 你怎么闻得到那个香气呢？
If we do not have faith, how are we able to smell the fragrance?
这个香气真的很香哦， 那个真的是一直吹， 吹到新约， 他们还闻到这股香气啊。
And so this fragrance was very great that it even was blown until the New Testament.
我们看雅各书第二章的21节到23节。
Let's look at the book of James.
雅各也闻到这股香气啊。
Chapter 2, verse 21, 23, and James also smelled the fragrance.
雅各书2章21节到23节。
James chapter 2, verse 21 to 23.
那请读。
Chapter 2, verse 21, was not Abraham a father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Verse 22, did you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect? Verse 23, and the scriptures was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted for him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
圣经上讲, 亚伯兰不只是因信称义啊, 他也是因着行为称义。
And so we can see that Abraham was not only righteous because of his faith, but also of his deeds.
所以今天我们看到那些因着信心行道的人，我们心中也非常感动，被他那一种基督的芬芳所感动。So
today we are moved by the people who do according to their faith.
我们看到这样的人，神真的不会亏待他们。And
these people, God will not treat them any less.
我请教诸位一个问题。I
would like to ask all of you one question.
请问亚伯兰在世的时候，有看到他的子孙像海边的星？ 海边的沙，天上的星那么多吗？
So when Abraham was still alive, did he see his descendants as many as the stars of the sky and the sand in the sea?
请问亚伯兰活着的时候，有看到主耶稣基督的一个降生吗？
And when Abraham was still alive, did he see the Lord Jesus descend?
真的，全世界的人都因为他一个人，耶稣基督，他的子孙一个人得到福气吗？
And
他有看到吗？
Did he see that everyone in this world would be saved because of his descendant, which is the Lord Jesus?
神所应许的，他几乎没有看到一件事情。
Because everything that God promised, he did not even see one of them fulfilled.
但是他没有动摇过神所说的每一句话。
But he did not waver in his belief of every word of God.
所以真的很香啊，所以你，他说，你说他是信心之物哦，这个是，哦，他，啊，配得啊，这个名称啊。
And so he is worthy to be called the father of faith because we can see his faith and this brings out fragrance.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天神给我们的应许，无论有多少，在主里面都是可以阿门的。
So today, brothers and sisters, no matter what, how many promises which God has given us, we can say Amen.
也许你活着的时候不一定看到神给你有什么福气。
Because during our lifetime, we may not see the blessings which God
has given us. 但是你只要凭着信心来行道。
As long as we do according to the word with faith,
我相信神的应许绝对不会落空。
Then God will not, God will keep His promise.
所以我们要懂得献上儿子。So
we have to know how to offer our son.
我跟 NYTS 的学员勉励，我说我们说。 现在的人有孩子就把孩子当神了。And
I've encouraged the students of NYTS that people nowadays take their children like treat them like the king.
我们要真的要懂得献上我们的孩子。So
we have to know how to offer our children.
我不是说要他以后将来做全职的工人，不一定是这样。Not
necessarily they have to be like the servant.
但是你要不要剥夺他们聚会的一种权利呀？But
you should not take away their
the privilege to go to the presence.
So the privilege for them to attend services.
有时候大家有孩子啊，晚上聚会也不见人呐。
Because sometimes when the parents have children, they do not come for service at night.
孩子要提早睡觉。Because
the children need to sleep early.
孩子很多事情要我们这个那个。And
there's many things which they need to attend to for
the children. 其实我们觉得小孩子啊的伸缩性是最大的。 Flexibility.
But the flexibility of having children is the greatest.
他说没有懂得献上,
so we have to know how to offer our children.
主耶稣不会亏待你的孩子,
and the Lord Jesus will not mistreat your children.
耶稣说要得到生命的会丧失生命,
because Lord Jesus said those who try to gain their life will lose their life.
丧失生命的可以得到生命,
but those who lose their life will gain it.
我们说为自己要去得到孩子的会丧失孩子,
and we can say that those who try to gain their children will lose their children.
为神献上孩子的要得到那个孩子,
but those who offer up their children will gain their children.
这个道理你相信吗?
Do you believe in this teaching?
愿主耶稣帮助我们啊,
so may the Lord help us.
让我们孩子有机会啊，常常来到神面前敬拜他,
so that our children are able to come to worship God very often.
如果你真的可以凭信心献上,
because if you are able to offer them up by faith,
常常闻到那种，哇，你看弟兄姐妹哦，这么爱神，这种香气哦，可以闻得到。
You can feel the and smell the fragrance of the love of brothers and sisters towards God.
我有一个朋友啊，他是教会的信徒，在美国的东部。
I have a friend who is a believer of our church in the East Coast of the United States.
那有一段时间呢，他很挣扎，是不是要从东部啊搬到加州去。
And one time he had a struggle whether or not he should move from the East Coast to California.
因为他的母亲呢住在加州。
Because his
mother,父母亲住在加州。
Or his parents lived in California.
当然不是说孝顺一定要住在旁边呢。
Of course, you do not need to be staying by your parents to be filial.
但是他觉得他母亲的 年纪大了，他总觉得如果能够住在他旁边呢、啊，孝顺他不晓得有多好啊。
But he felt that since his parents were advanced in age, it would be so good that he could live with them.
啊，其实这个弟兄在美国的东部啊，他已经有相当好的事业。
And in fact, for this brother, he had a very good career in the East Coast.
啊，他的太太在那边是一个药剂师。
And his wife was a pharmacist there.
啊，如果要重新搬家，他两个孩子又那么小啊，哦。他们两个要从头找工作，药剂师也要重新考。
And if they were to move, then they would have to find a new job, and she would have to take the license examination once again.
但是他一方面又真的很想就近妈妈来爱他。
But he really wanted to move with his parents and to love them.
他想了很久了。
So he thought about this for quite a long time.
后来想说先送太太啊，跟儿子去加州。看一看情形怎么样。
So he first thought about sending his wife and his children to California to see how it was like.
然后即使是这样子啊，他也是挣扎很久啊。
And in fact, he had a struggle for quite a long time.
他说他送孩子跟他来去机场的时候呢，还在想啊，那个车子开得特别慢哦，而且在这个机场的前一站哦，先下来再绕一绕，想到底要不要这样做呢？啊，好了，走了，哎。
And as he was driving to the airport, he said that he was driving very slowly, still thinking about his decision, and made a few rounds, and finally decided to just go ahead.
后来全家真的连根拔起啊，搬到加州去。
And so indeed, in the end, they just uprooted him themselves, the whole family, and they moved to California.
神爱这个弟兄啊。
And God loved this brother.
过没有多久，他的妈妈就可以说在他的手上过世。
And you can see that later on, his mother passed away in his hands.
他也达成了他的心愿了。
And he also got his wish fulfilled.
我们这位弟兄他这样做的确是感动小弟啊。
And so what this brother did really moved me.
实际就是要孝敬父母。
Because we have to obey our parents.
Ten Commandments.
And the Ten Commandments says that we have to obey and honor our
parents. 当然不一定要住在旁边。
But we may not necessarily have to live.
但是他这个心愿呢，他凭着信心来走这条路。
But because his wish was according to his faith.
也许活着的时候我不一定看得到神怎么祝福他了。
And perhaps while he was still living, he may not see how God will bless him.
但是我相信这个在神面前是非常香的。
But I believe that before God, what he did was very fragrant.
在人面前也可以闻到那种凭信心行道的香气。
And before man, we are able to smell the fragrance of doing according to the word by faith.
真的是风啊带来香气。
And so the wind brings the fragrance.
我们最后看雅各的第十章
let us look at Song of Songs.
雅各第十章
Song of Songs chapter 4.
四章的十六节
Song of Songs chapter 4 verse 16.
四章十六节
Chapter 4 verse 16.
北风啊兴起，南风啊吹来，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。愿我的良人进入自己园里。吃他佳美的果子，风不只是让我们生命的香气可以吹出来。
So the wind not only brings out the fragrance in our lives.
甚至可以让我们眼里的这种甜美的果子让神来品尝。
But it also allows us to bear the fruit so that it is pleasant for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，其实不管我们喜不喜欢
So brothers and sisters, no matter if we like it or not.
人生总是有一阵风吹来的。
During our lifetime, there will be a wind which will blow.
不晓得什么时候了。
But we do not know when it will come.
但是我们信耶稣哦，真的不怕。
But if we believe in the Lord Jesus, we shall not be afraid.
因为风只是带来香气了。
Because the wind will only bring fragrance.
唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
388首。
388.